You want me to leave or listen?
Hello, my name is Katie, and I'm 49 years old. Today is November 21st, 2018, and I'm talking with Walter, who's my dad, who's 96 years old. And we're recording in Woodland Hills, California. So, Dad, can you tell me something about your childhood and maybe what you were like as a child?
How I liked it as a child?
What were you like? What kind of a little boy were you?
Oh, well, I don't think I was exceptionally different than an average. You know, I didn't fight with other people. I'm just sort of an average young child. I never got into any serious trouble.
Yeah. What did you do for fun when you were a little boy? For fun?
For fun? Well, I used to, like, play ball.
Mm-hmm.
Play ball, practice hitting. Okay. Mostly trying to conquer some sports.
Do you remember playing in the snow in Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of snow in Milwaukee.
I bet. Did you play even though it would be really cold and snowy outside?
Oh, yeah. We'd get out there. Snow was something we saw quite a bit of. And we weren't afraid to go out into it and play with it.
Oh. What person do you think has been the biggest influence in your life?
Well, I can say this. I'm looking at her right now.
He's looking at my mom. How did she influence you?
Well, just being her, living her normal life. And actually, we didn't have any serious fights, arguments. It wasn't anything like that.
Yeah. Do you think she helped to shape who you are as a person somehow?
I think she did.
In what way would you say?
She started out as a good mother.
Yeah.
And she got better and better all the time.
What about you? How did you think you started out as a father? How would you rate your fatherly skills?
Well, I was the oldest of the children. So there was an opportunity to have troubles like fights. And usually it was a pretty calm family.
Yeah.
What are we gonna have here?
When you became a father, how did you do with that, do you think?
Oh.
Was it tough, or you think you did a good job? What was that like?
I think that I was happy about having a brother.
Uh-huh.
After he was born, I figured, oh boy, this is going to be fun. And we did. We got along fine.
Yeah.
We lived in the same room for many years. And I was happy with it.
How did you feel about it when your sister came along?
Well, I figured if she's as good as, if she's going to be as good as my brother was,
aww,
it's going to be,
right?
It's going to be a very nice family.
Yeah.
And I think my mother was also highly organized toward the family, and willing to help out and be a good parent.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough job, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's been your proudest moment as a parent?
Well, I think my proudest moment is those few times when it looked like I was doing a good job. I can't put my finger on it.
You feel like there were only a few times?
Well, most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that you knew you were doing a good job most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you feel like your children expressed appreciation to you?
I think so. I think it was pretty happy family type relationship. And there wasn't any chronic arguing going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
People were pretty happy.
Yeah. Tell me one of your favorite memories as a parent.
Well, my famous memories. Let's see, I think it was the realization that I was participating in the communication between the children and the parents.
Yeah. Open communication.
Yeah.
Like, remember we would always have family dinners? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
After school or after your work? I remember that a lot.
Oh,
our family dinners.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think our meals were very happy. No, nobody complained much about it. The food was good. Well served on time. And mealtime was a very pleasant time of the day.
Yeah, I always remember you, especially when we were in the dining room on a special occasion, you would always be the one to propose a toast.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. What do you think is the toughest part about being a parent?
Well, I don't know. It's getting rid of the minor differences of opinion about life. Certain angry ideas about what was going on. And sometimes it's hard to get over those.
Yeah. When there's conflict.
Because for the most part, everybody's telling me, oh, you got a nice family there. And there's so many nice people. So you're expecting this to happen every day.
Yeah. Yeah, so when there's some conflict, it kind of disrupts the pattern, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Can you think of anyone in your life who's been particularly kind to you?
Well,
someone who stands out?
I have to give a lot of credit to my friend Gail here.
Thank
you. She's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, she's kind. I think you're very kind also, I've noticed. Good. Yeah. Yeah, I think that you both demonstrated great kindness for your children.
How'd you find out?
Well, I think everyone who's met you thinks that you're a great guy.
Oh, well, that's good.
Including ourselves. You've always been very kind to me, 100%.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
Here's a hard question. Can you do a few more questions?
Yeah.
So think about the people that you have lost in your life.
Yeah.
Who do you miss the most?
Well, let's see. My father was the first one. I suppose, and my mother, grandmother. I think my father did have a pretty important relationship with me. He was always right there for me all the time. Is there anything to eat?
Okay. What are you proudest of in your life? What are you proudest of in your life?
Well, I certainly was. Proudest of being promoted at school from one class to the next.
You mean like an elementary school? Like elementary school or?
No.
High school?
And high school.
What else are you proud of?
Well, I was always interested in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Playing sports with the other boys after school.
Uh-huh.
And often I was the leader of the group that would get
Okay. Like your friends would make you the leader when they were playing.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was because you were kind.
Maybe so.
What about your work are you the most proud of? Your career?
Well, so from the beginning, I think it was my goal to show a person doing things that are good.
Yeah.
doing anything.
Yeah.
Almost any activity.
Like your goal is to have good intentions and try to help other people no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you feel the most grateful for at this point of your life?
I'm most grateful to my parents. For leading me into good behavior. In fact, both my mother and father helped me to get into the right path.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting answer, because I think I could almost say the exact same answer about my parents. That's one of the things that I'm most grateful for, are my parents, too.
I'm certainly glad to hear that. We didn't have a lot of family arguments.
Do you have any regrets in life, would you say?
I can't think of any.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to ask me or tell me right now?
Yeah. So what? What things would you like to have had differently in your early life?
Well, I think with my early life, not much. I can't say I could have asked for anything different. I had a very stable, loving home. We certainly didn't have to struggle with having basic needs of a warm, comfortable place to live and enough food and enough love. All of my basic needs were met, and I had two loving parents and loving older brothers, so I pretty much had it made, I think.
I think in our family, there weren't any arguments or poor feelings about another member of the family.
Yeah.
We stayed away from that.
Yeah, we definitely avoided conflict. Yeah. I guess if I could have learned some lessons about conflict earlier, that might have been helpful for me, because conflict does exist in the world, and it's good to know how to handle it when it comes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've actually wished that I could have had a sister. But now I have my cousin, Babby, and I have sisters-in-law. So I don't really pine about having a sister anymore.
That doesn't bother you anymore.
No, it doesn't bother me. And then I, over the years, I developed so many friendships with other women that I feel like I have friends to talk to, whatever, like that. So I filled the void of a sister. I have really amazing brothers that more than make up for a lack of a sister.
Well, there wasn't any situation where the sisterhood didn't work out too.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I remember, I don't remember how, what kind of a woman your sister actually was.
Yeah. Is there any advice that you have for me as your daughter? I'm about to turn 50, so I could use your advice.
Well, I could say I would continue hard to maintain family peace rather than that bottom little mixy arguments that amount to a whole lot.
Can you do a few more questions? Or are you getting too tired?
I'm too tired.
Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me interview you, because I don't usually pick your brain about heart-to-heart questions, so I'm so happy that you let me do it and record it so I can listen to it again later if I want to. And I just love you so much. I think you're a great dad.
Well, looking back on it, my relationship with you has been pleasant throughout. And, I think that must rub off a lot. At various times of your career.
Well,
I can't remember any time when you were hard to get along with, ever.
Even when I was a teenager? I think I was a little hard to get along with.
What did you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you don't remember it, let's keep it that way.
Some coffee. Decaf.
Oh, well, I think you nailed it when you said that you rubbed off on me, because that's another thing I really should tell you, that I think you rubbed off on me quite a bit, and I think about you every day when I take care of patients, that I'm kind of continuing on your legacy, because you were a really great doctor when you were practicing, too. So I can try to do my best to fill in your shoes.
Oh, thank you. Would you like to become a doctor?
Yeah. I'm a family doctor already. I'm not a surgeon, but I am a doctor. Well, thanks for letting me interview you, Dad.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
I didn't bring this because I didn't want to.